a very beloved singer, Madame Lehmann, and to this day, I think most people consider you the model for Sieglinde and especially the Marschallin.
Oh, that's very flattering that you say that. But it's so far away in the past, so I can be very happy about it and can accept it.
You enjoyed those, though.
Oh, yes, yes.
Tell me, Santa Barbara, of course, is a beautiful place. How did you select Santa Barbara to live here?
Oh, that is many years ago when I made my first tour in America, my first concert tour. And I sang a concert in San Francisco and one in Los Angeles. And in the meantime, it was Christmas. And I had made inquiries, where could one be, which is a nice place to spend Christmas. And people said to me, oh, go to Santa Barbara, to Samarkand Hotel, that is now an old people home. And I went with my husband there. And I remember that we had a quarrel at Christmas time. Because he was very Viennese, and I said, when I resign from the opera, I want to live here in Santa Barbara. And he said, I only want to live in Vienna. Perhaps we can exchange postal cards.
But you didn't.
No. But after he died, I started to live with my friend Francis Hoen. Started to live here in Santa Barbara. It was 1940.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Well, Santa Barbara can be proud that it has you for a resident.
Oh, thank you very much.
Speaking of San Francisco, you know, the opera company there celebrated its 50th anniversary this year. And a great many people there remember you for some outstanding performances with San Francisco Opera. And I think some that they don't associate with your career.
I sang that in Tosca, I sang there. And I think I sang Sieglinde there.
Yes, that's yeah. In the
record. With Flagstadt.
And Melchior.
And with almost Melchior, it was always Melchior. Yes. He was, by the way, he was rather ill, and he has lost 40 pounds, he told me.
Oh, my.
So he must look very handsome.
We just saw him in August, and he looked very good then.
Uh-huh.
He came up for the celebration at Stern Grove.
Yes.
That they had.
Yeah.
You've been quoted as saying, go your own ways, don't trot after the herd. Be personalities.
Yes.
This to singers. Could you be specific with me about that? And what do you mean?
No, can one be specific in saying, I am a personality or you are a personality? I think that is something which is inborn. And if one runs with a crowd, so to speak, does routine performances, that is, in my eyes, not the right thing. For me, it was always, when I was on the stage, I always tried to put a real human being on the stage in my roles, which was not always easy. For instance, Elsa in Lohengrin,
yes,
to make a living being out of her. But I did, I think. And I call that personality, that is, you know, look at conductors, for instance. Some have immediately a response when they come out, others not. I think it is all, one has to have the feeling of the public, the feeling of the audience. And I had that in also in my concerts. I didn't belong to those singers who think I stand here now as a priestess of songify and be very far away from everybody. In the contrary, I had the feeling, let's enjoy that together. As if I take the audience in and give them my hand and say, now let's be frightened of together or let's be happy together.
Well, that's a beautiful way to feel about it, I think.
Yeah, but I think that is a real way, the right way to feel as a singer.
Yes, I can see that it would be.
Yeah.
Words were always very important with you, were they?
Oh, very, yes. The word
more so than the music?
The word was always to me as important as the music.
As important.
Yeah, as music. Not more important, but as important. And when I got a role or when I learned a new song, I always learned the words with the music together. And when something was senseless, I didn't like that song. I had to have some character.
That's interesting you say that you learned the words and music together. I would think that's the best way to do it.
Yes. Perhaps I expressed myself wrongly because I never learned the words. They came by themselves. It was even when I was a child in school, I never had to learn a poem. I looked it over in the morning before I went to school and then I knew it.
That's almost photographic memory.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Oh, no, that's not... That then I would have that also with other things. No, I don't think it was photographic memory. It was more that I felt very strongly.
I see. Talking about when you were in school, tell me when you first had the urge to sing.
Oh, I have sung already as a child. And you know that people said then, oh, you have to become a singer. But that was so just a façon de parler. But when I started very young, 16, when I came out of school. We have not in Germany, we have that not high school and so. It was, we had a school, I was in the school in Berlin, which had a seminar for teachers, and my father would have liked very much that I would have become a teacher. It would have been quite impossible.
And you were born in Perleberg?
Perleberg, that's a very small town, lies in midst of Hamburg and Berlin. And our house was on the main road where always these apprentices passed, which you find in Schubert's Die schöne Müllerin.
Yes, you do.